Time for Brewers 360, sponsored by All Right Home and Remodeling and New Mail Medical Center. We go live to Pittsburgh. He is the manager of your Milwaukee Brewers. He is Craig Counsell, and he has nothing on his plate whatsoever. Good morning, Craig. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Excellent. Excellent. Let's dive right into it. Craig, you have been so proficient at balancing that clubhouse and striking the right chords to get the max out of your players. So, you know, a day like yesterday happens. What is it like inside that clubhouse? What's the dynamic inside that clubhouse?
Well, it was empty yesterday because we didn't have a game. So
true.
There was not much going on in the clubhouse. But I talked to a bunch of players after the trade, and I think we understand that there's still more left to happen over the course of the day. And at the end of the day, you know, as a player, you show up the next day and you go to battle with who's in the room. And we acquired a good pitcher. Josh Hader's a great pitcher, and we're going to miss him, and obviously thank him for just so many great memories and great accomplishments during his career here. But the show moves on, and we like the team we have, and hopefully we can make a little better today.
Craig, how involved were you in the lead up to that? How much lead time and notice do you get from David and Matt when they're trying to make a trade of that magnitude?
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously a complicated process, and it progresses slowly, and there's a lot of even after maybe the clubs kind of agree to things, there's medical issues, there's approvals and things like that. So it's probably agreed upon, and then there's a lag time until it's official, I guess is the way it goes.
Yep, for sure. What is the game plan going forward, maybe even starting tonight, Craig, at closer? Is it as simple as plugging in Taylor Rogers, or do you plan on shuffling in Brad Boxbergers and Devin Williams?
Well, I mean, I think we'll use this, like, especially early here, time to have a little flexibility with it. Devin Williams is going to factor into this for sure, and he's having a tremendous season, and I think Taylor Rogers has a ton of experience closing. He will factor into this. I think we'll treat it with some flexibility, and then patterns may emerge, but I think being flexible at the start of this is the practical way to approach it.
Craig, are you expecting more action today before 5 o'clock?
Well, I know David's working hard, and he's got to judge the long term and the short term of every deal that is put in front of them. But I know there's a lot of time left, and I'm sure there's going to be significant action in the industry today.
Before we let you go, Craig, taking our attention away from the trade deadline, away from baseball, our guy over here, Brian D., this is the last show he'll be on for a while. He gets married at the end of the week. And we've been talking throughout the morning, Craig, about wedding day advice. Is there a little nugget, a little morsel, something you can share from your special day, Craig, with Michelle, something you can share with Brian D. as he embarks on this momentous occasion?
I made the mistake of getting married in the winter in Milwaukee and during a huge snowstorm. So Brian's obviously a little smarter than Michelle and I were. Should get some nice weather, because we had a bunch of people fall on the church steps. So that was the crisis for us. So no, I mean, it's a great day. Enjoy it, and it's a wonderful day.
Good stuff. Appreciate it, Craig. Get a bunch of wins while I'm out. We'll talk to you in a couple of weeks. Sound good?
Sounds great. Take care. Good luck to you.